There you go, that's a random track I threw on there. I have no idea who that is, but before that I played Catherine Kelly and a song called Hopeless Case. And I did get Joe Clear on the line, a sound engineer at Axis in Ballymun. Catherine, tell me a little bit about Catherine. Joe, first of all, good afternoon to you.
Hi, how's it going? And thanks for having us on now. It was great to hear Catherine on the airways there. We had a blaring out here in Axis here in Ballymun, so everyone was enjoying that. Like,
I was just saying to the two lads I have in the studio, Tijer and Ryan, when you say Catherine Kelly, I'm going to get a slap on the wrist for this, but when you hear the name Catherine Kelly, you don't expect that rocker to come out. You expect maybe, I don't know, Mary from the Row, as I said to the lads or something. But she certainly can belt it out. Terrific voice.
Exactly, you know, it's a lovely Irish name, you know. But I suppose that's a big part, I suppose, what High Hopes is about as well, you know, is taking our lovely local Irish people and the fantastic young people, especially, and fantastic talent that they have, and matching that with then, I suppose, current pop and rock and that kind of production, and giving it the chance, I suppose, to really, really shine in that kind of a way, you know.
What I want to talk to you, as I said at the outset, I've been involved through the radio with Axis over the many, many years, and the different initiatives and productions they put on have been, they're so diverse, like it's just too many to mention. But this diversion, High Hopes, it's great the way you allow the young people to, guide themselves. You give them a little bit of guidance yourself, but they sort of take their own initiative as well. From the initiative
big
you
time,
give.
Yeah. I mean, the way that it works is that we get that young people can apply for it. We had it last year and we had it this year again, and they apply, and a lot of the times they send us either demos that they've done on phones, or just kind of ideas, or even just tell us an idea about what they want to do. So the songs usually come from them completely, and we literally just sit down in the studio and have a listen at first, and then we work through the concept and go, okay, so this is a really good song that you've got, and maybe you have it on a piano or a guitar or whatever your instrument is, or even if you don't have an instrument, and kind of develop that idea then into that kind of studio environment and come up with ideas. But mostly ideas come from them themselves, you know. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we have to give a round of applause to Glenn Hansard, whose gratuity that you get from his gig he does there every year helps these initiatives pump along.
Absolutely. I mean, it really, really wouldn't be possible without Glenn, you know, and we really are very, very thankful for that opportunity. Even for me as a producer, it's a great opportunity to help develop the talent that's around and give it a voice, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's very generous that it would do that. But it hasn't made a huge impact, because, I mean, we're listening to the music of the future, you know. This is really growing, growing kind of a grassroots level of amazing talent coming out of here in North Dublin, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're a member of a group yourself, I'm just looking here, called The Last Cassette. Are you still working around yourself?
Yeah, I'm still an artist myself as well. I'm on a record label called Arnold Music Publishing in London, and it would be kind of based with a couple of the heads from LaRue, that band that came out there a couple of years ago. And so I travel over and back from between Dublin and London, and still working away on my own projects and producing songs and writing tracks for other people as well.
Okay. I can ask you a question then, because you're sort of both in studio as an engineer and also as a player outside. What way do you think the music scene in Ireland, especially in Dublin, is healthy at the moment?
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is that Ireland, you know, you hear the age old saying of the land of saints and scholars, and you know, but in lots of ways, I mean, I've lived in the UK as well, and I work in the UK a lot, and across Europe as well. And the talent that's in Ireland, especially Dublin, is crazy. It's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like a great. I suppose if you ask yourself what is music and what is songs, it's stories, and we've got amazing, amazing storytellers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and amazing singers, in particular, really good producers. I think one of the things, maybe, if we could be criticised for anything, is that I don't think we export enough.
Do you not think there's a lack of outlets for them to expose their talents, though? I mean, only for Axis and a few other places like that, you know, to be pretty much lost.
Yeah, well, no, I would agree, yeah, because it's, I suppose, trying to get an opportunity to perform in Dublin can be tough, you know, to get an audience as well. I mean, we've got a gig on for the High Hopes, actually, on the 18th of September, which is coming up pretty close now, I think, mm-hmm. next week. And it's where all the acts will have a chance to perform from the last 2 years. And I suppose to get acts not just in the studio, but onto outlets like radio is fantastic, it's brilliant, mm-hmm. and also onto stages. So that's, you know, if we can continue to keep that growing and getting better, well, then we'll be providing, I suppose, a good foundation to help young musicians and artists to kind of flourish and to have good careers in Ireland, but also outside of Ireland as well, mm-hmm. hopefully in the future.
Okay, well, I'm going to be talking to Jer and Ryan in a few minutes and then playing, or be finishing up with a song. If you want to stay in the line, and maybe in case they sort of get, you're used to keep reining them in a little bit. So if you want to stay in the line.
I tell you, these boys need no reining in. Let them loose.
Let them loose, okay. Just to mention that concert, we might as well get the plug in for the concert. It's on Thursday the 18th, which is next Thursday. It's open. What way would people get involved? Do you want to find out about it and get tickets or whatever?
Yes, well, if you go on to access-ballymun.ie or access-ballymun-ballymun.ie, mm-hmm. The tickets are available there. Mm-hmm. It is free and it is culture night, so it'll be a good idea if you want to come down. If you're over 15 years of age, you want to come down and see some of the acts that we have there, and even just say hello to us as well, and maybe you might want to get involved next year. Who knows, you know?
Okay, listen, for the moment, Joe, thanks very much for talking to us, and I'll bring on the two lads. As I said, you can jump in there anytime you want if you want to stay on. Okay?
Brilliant stuff. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thanks very much for having us.
No problem, Joe. No problem. That's Joe Clear, the sound engineer at Axis. Now in studio I have Jer Kellett and Ryan, and he likes to be called Linko, of the Fifth Element.
It's questionable what story.
Yeah, okay. Do I call you Ryan?
No, I'm only buzzing, man. Yeah, Linko okay. will do.
No, I'll call you Ryan. it's more rock and roll anyway.
That's it.
So 2 years now you're there now, and you, of course, won recently. Well, what was it like in... Tell me about your initial start in Axis, and were you together going in, or did you meet in there? Tell me about the concept, genesis of you.
Yeah, about two, 3 years. Actually, might be a bit longer. It might be three and a half years or something. We went in as we were getting involved in workshops, so we were going in for songwriting workshop and producing workshop and live performance and stuff like that with the likes of Costello and G.I. There, the other Dublin rappers at the time, while they're still doing it. We went in with those lads, and then as that progressed, we started obviously perfecting our skills, and now we're running workshops, so it's come full circle that we're actually running them. So that's how we got involved in High Hopes. Last year we kind of missed out because we had a packed schedule, but this year we had a bit of time free in the summer to work with Joe, so we said we'd jump at that because it was a track we really wanted to get done, and we managed to do it. So
Ryan, I asked him, he might have answered me, but I'm not sure, did you know each other going in?
Well, that's what I was going to say with the Axis, like, that was just kind of the tip of the iceberg, really, when we kind of started doing our own musical thing. But as you said, like, the Axis has been there years, and it's does too many things to kind of name and dimension, so just that being in the area, it always kind of have a rub-on effect off people interested in that sort of thing. So, I mean, I've been going there since I was in primary school to different bits and bobs, so it's just been a long time coming, I think, you know. It's all those different experiences kind of building up until we actually found which one was really for us, and then just through that, then obviously you'd meet similar heads, so Jer was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we were in school together actually for like 3 years before we actually end up having a chat and saying, you do music, I do
you've
music,
known each other a long time. And hip hop, has that always been like up the top of the list for what you wanted to do?
Yeah, ever since I was young anyway, but it really kind of kicked in when I met Linko in the school when I was about 16. That's when I was really starting to write a lot more. Before that I was writing, but I was mainly kind of listening to what I liked, trying to find the style I wanted to go with. So when I met Linko, it kind of just clicked and we went on from there.
That's it, because as you said, there was all the lads that kind of doing that thing already, so in a way we were kind of following suit, and you know what I mean, using that as a kind of a kind of an aim, I suppose, to kind of go for what them lads are doing. But that's the way everyone starts, and so like only in the last little while been really finding our own distinct style, and like, I mean, what we want to do and what we want to do different from the rest of the artists as well. So, like I said, it's all just a progressive process.
And when you're writing, do you sit down together, or do you just maybe...
No, we actually never really sit down together. Maybe for a chorus, the odd chorus, we might sit down and bash around a few ideas, but a lot of the verses that we throw on tunes are... They'd be very kind of deep verses, but you'd have to, I don't know about Linko, but I'd be better off writing on my own. It's just a better way to explore your mind when you're on your own than if you're surrounded by a couple of people. It is good to write with other people, but for certain tracks, I think you need to go off on your own.
But if you have done that, say, do you get the sort of collaboration and he has an idea, is he my thing to improve what you've done? Do you listen to him and say,
that's the way it kind of go, isn't it? Like, with a topic, like, we'd all kind of start off with a topic or a theme, and then that'd be the kind of basis. So we go, right, we both have to come out with a verse that is at least along A, B, and C, D, you know, so we'll have some sort of package by the end of it. Like, but as you said, it's just kind of finding what works for you, you know, and the exact same. Like, I could be in a room with people and like, yeah, loads of, so you all sit down and write, but we always tend to end up blanking them and just going off in the corner anyway, and you know, so
it's a lonely, writing's a lonely process, kind of. Yeah. Well, for me personally, it sounds like, if I link up as well, you do your best writing when you're on your own, I think.
Okay. Do you two really know each other at all, yeah?
No, definitely not. I only met him on the way in on the bus.
You spend an awful lot of time alone. No, I'm just joking. As regards when you went into Axis, did you have any apprehension that maybe that, okay, we're going in here, but it's like going to be going to school, like, telling us what to
never.
Do?
No,
did you have any of that?
It's totally different vibe.
Did you feel that when you went in?
No, because it's not, when you go
they
in,
trying to change what
you're
doing.
Yeah, you're not going in, like, you're not being told to go in, like, you know it's there, so you go in when you're ready to go in, so you're not going in with, oh, I have to go in here. You're like, I want to do something creative, so I'm going to go in here and see what they have on offer. It's nothing like...
And get out what you put in type of thing, because, like, I mean, like, we make use of the building, and a lot of other people will, but then at the same time there's a lot of people in Ballymun that probably wouldn't kind of know the benefits of it, and again, it's all about maybe they'll never find it, or maybe they'll just kind of wait until they kind of find the time that's right for them to go, right, I actually want to put work in and get something out of it for myself, you know. And
like, the building's there, people know it's there, so when it's the right time for them, they'll head over and see what's on offer, you know. And it's a great place to do it. I'd recommend it. I'm trying to promote it as much as we can.
No doubt. Yeah.
So when you were doing your training and holding the classes and the young people coming in, do you see reflections of when you were starting?
Yeah, it's mad, because like we was just saying, like, some of the lads, if we could rap the way some of the lads could rap now when they're 15, we'd be chuffed. Like, they put us to shame even now, like, some of them, like Mark Barry is one of them. Like,
I should have got two young fellas in, not two old fellas.
Seriously, what, give it 5 years and this thing would be big.
It's going to be crazy, man. It's going to be crazy. Like, see it every day. Yeah. Like, and as you said, it's just those kind of, like, taking, it's all about giving back. You kind of say what Glenn Hans had done there. Like, you know, it's all about kind of, and we're still nowhere near where we want to go, but I mean,
we're on the way.
You know what I mean? We're on the way, and what we can do, we do. So I think it's all about putting it back.
Tell me a little about, I'm going to play the song in a minute, Revolution, and that. How long did that take to put together?
To be honest, I wrote a track called Move the Revolution about a year and a half ago, and I recorded it over at GI, produced the track, but I always had a feeling that I wanted to do that track with a live sound. So when the bursary came around with Glenn Hansard and Joe, said, do you want to apply for this? We said, yeah, because we had the few hours in the studio where we could sit down, get the instruments recorded and get the sound that we wanted from it. And Linko was just going to put a verse on it as well. And we had another local lad called Dano Waldron. Shouts out to him. He played guitar over the track. He's another musician that we pulled in for that. So it's just... When we play with the original track to this track, if you hear the two, you'll see what we're in the right direction with it now.
Okay. And as regards hip-hop and performing live, how hard is it to reproduce that?
That sound, like, well, yeah. I don't know. That's,
I mean,
how
you were talking, I was telling you that we did a live recording, a live show near FM with Axis, don't know, 5-6 years ago, and you were telling me it's still going on at Halloween. Yeah. So if you were asked to do a spot on, how do you reproduce the sound?
Well, it's just kind of taking the elements of that track. Like you said, that was an old track, Move the Revolution, and we just kind of knew, right, that's the vibe. It's generally a kind of a more brooding sound, or the tempo of it. What are the main melodies and stuff like that? And like, it's basically just, that's the art, you know what I mean? It's finding out kind of how to do that. We play with a live band, an actual live band. So once they got the sound nailed, we could go out the jaw and go, right, this is what we want for the second second.
Well, sometimes you play with a DJ, we have a DJ double screen, that there'll be no instruments on stage, he'll have kind of his decks and he'll have other kind of mixers and stuff like that, and he plays a lot of stuff live, so that's a different way of going about it as well. You can go fully live with a band or digital live with a DJ, and you can pull both of them off. You just
and
have
are
to keep rehearsing.
Are you the type of guys to take advice when a sound engineer says to you, listen, it'd be better if you did this? And you
because like, there's no point in being in music if you're not going to be able to take it on the chin if something, because we
constructive
like,
criticism.
Yeah, if you listen to verses we wrote 2 years ago, we even cringe at them. You know?
Okay, well, I'm gonna play that track. Before I do, Joe, just go back to you. Did you stay on the line?
I did. Sir. Okay. Yeah, I was listening into all that now.
Okay. Well, I mean, some plaudits there thrown at you there as a sound engineer. Does it bring you back to? I mean, just listen to them here talking about the young lads that they listen to now. They make themselves sound very old. But how long have you been with Axis anyway as a sound engineer, Joe? I forgot to ask you that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been with Axis now about 3 years or so. I come in and out for different projects. I do a bit of live sound and work in the underground studios here as well. We have a studio in the building as well.
Mm-hmm. So it must hearten you a fair bit to see guys like this coming in and the originality of the stuff that they're doing and how they put it together with your help.
Ah, totally. I mean, the stuff that we're listening, there's no doubt you heard there from Catch and Kelly, and you're going to hear it from these guys as well, Fifth Element. Like, there's no doubt about it that the stuff that they're turning out is world class. I mean, you have, say, Hackney in London, which is quite similar to Ballymun in Dublin, and that's now the artistic cultural centre, really, of London, where a lot of the urban music is coming out of. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a new, Ballymun is going to have, and North Dublin in particular, is definitely going to have its place musically in not just in Ireland, but I think actually on the airwaves internationally eventually. And this is the start of it. This is where it comes from, you know.
Okay, well, before I put on the music, again, give a plug to the 18th of September, which is next Thursday. All the details for that.
Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Well, why am I thinking it's Thursday? Friday. Anyway.
You got the wrong calendar.
You may get rehearsing, lads.
Don't worry, forget that.
Okay, it's this day week.
Yeah, we'd love to see people come down and show a bit of support. It'd be fantastic if you could.
Okay, and you can just turn up on the night as well, but better off if you book, but just look up axis.ie. Okay, I'm going to play that song now. I just want to thank yourself, Joe, for coming on, and also the two lads, Jerry Kellett and Ryan Lincoln.
Thanks for having us.
No problem, man. This is the Revolution. Is that the right name? Am I saying that
Revolution
right?
By Fifth Element. Check it out.
80 me mission to give us the sickest lyrics you've ever heard. You wanna pay to listen? I feel on the verge of committing acts of plagiarism. Keep the circle tight. Take a look, you see the snakes are missing. Trying to stay focused and not be misdirected. Over time, but it goes from 1 to 10 with internal 60 seconds. Get the act on reckless. Your rap was need to check this. Spitting verses till your face comes blue and claps and being reckless. Still rocking around with these Adidas kicks. Riley from the place you make a mistake. The lads will come around the van Riley. The clip for you, just letting it slip. Don't show a sign of regret, that's how they settle this shit. I take time to rewind and just let the beat speak. Cause there's days when faith in humanity seems to decrease. Walk with revolutionaries, you just seek peace. Battling the patience every time that the beat speaks. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. Yo, we move the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. Yo, we move the revolution. Spies under my eyes at the signs of the solitude seeker. Rest a sleeper, late nights through these weeks bring me deeper and deeper. Still I shine like a keeper of ether. Silver screaming, receiving revealing feet. It's your defense, collect the green for the evening. Reminder, just ask if there's ever woke need a back to the gaff. But when the sun sets, blaze with it and run away from some demons to replace or anything I'm achieving. A state of mind where there's patience, just greet it. When I ache, it's a way of escaping some grievance. I pace the days as I say through the seasons, never half-mast, fully flowing.
flag, marching with an army, waiting for a day of upheaval. Solitary soldiers who seek to seize in the moment, rather bleed their own blood to be deceived by some owners. Drop a gloom in their shoulders, forever mine till it's over. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. Yo, we move the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. So I'm moving, moving the revolution. Yo, we move the revolution.
So I'm moving, moving the revolution. Yeah, we move the revolution.